Hey, Saints, this is Steve. Welcome to these last days. In Matthew chapter 25, in the first 13 verses, we see the parable of the 10 virgins. Parables are not so easily understood unless we know two basic things. Who is the audience to whom Jesus is speaking? And what is the principal truth he desires the audience to know? The 10 virgins are the church. They are believers, all 10 of them. And the message is, be wise and be ready because you do not know the day or the hour when you will stand in his presence. We will struggle with this parable if we do not see the church as the audience and being watchful for our groom as the main truth. All 10 of them are virgins. They are all the Lord's possession. His Spirit is the oil that is in them upon salvation. And all of them have the capacity to be ready because he is their possession, their groom. All 10 are believers, but 5 are wise, and 5 are foolish. The bride in this parable, I believe, is all believers. Whether it's rapture or whether it's before we die, we need to be wise and ready virgins. I kind of think this is describing all those who have died and are one day the trumpet's going to sound and they're going to be called to stand in the presence of their Lord one day. All saints are going to experience this. The wise ones had flask with extra oil, and the foolish had empty flask. Just look at believers today. Are there any wise brides that are ready at a moment's notice? Are there any foolish virgins that aren't ready? They're not spending time with him. They're not abiding in him and he in them. Of course, we know this to be true by looking at our own life. Oh, may the Lord make us ready, wise brides. The only difference here is that the wise ones had flask with extra oil and the foolish had empty flask. Oil is a supply of the Spirit in our daily life. Watchful means we are being saturated with this life. This is how we are ready for the Lord. All believers have oil in their spirit received upon salvation, but his intention is that this life fills up our whole being, our whole soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. When the midnight cry announces the groom's coming, they all trimmed and lit their lamps. They all had oil. But as they were going, soon the foolish ones panicked. They needed more oil. They did not faithfully and prudently prepare. The wise ones tell the foolish ones how to get more oil. Go to the sellers of oil and buy for yourself. What does that mean? We all have daily environments and situations that can fill us up with oil. My wife and I are sellers of oil to each other. We irritate each other at times. We can either buy the oil of God's life in our relationship, or we can live in ourselves. Trials, temptations, bosses, jobs, children, parents, failures, enemies, thoughts, feelings, stubbornness, and on and on and on. Every day we are confronted inwardly and outwardly. All of them are sellers of oil and opportunities to call on the Lord and pay the price and buy his life. Buying oil is not salvation, which is free. This is paying the price by dying to the self and handling everything with his life, which will fill your soul up with him. This is what it means to be a ready bride while you're on this earth. To be a wait to the last minute foolish virgin has consequences. And as they were going away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in and with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. And later the rest of the virgins came and said, Lord, open the door and let us in. But he said, truly I say to you, I do not know you. I don't recognize you. It is here that believers struggle in their understanding of this parable. This is why we have to remember the audience and the principal truth. We cannot change either of those simply because we do not like the outcome. For the Lord to say, I do not know you, does not mean they are unsaved, but it means they are not approved, and they are not recognized as being ready and able to enter this wedding feast. This is to suffer loss in the future millennial kingdom. Are we busting at the seams like an excited new bride, diligently daily preparing for our lover, the groom? Or are we complacent, foolishly fickle, waiting to get serious about this marriage thing when it gets closer? Do we think the groom won't notice? The message to this bride is, you should have been watching daily, because you do not know the day or the hour your groom may come. The groom does not recognize such a foolish bride. He loves her deeply, but she is not ready for the marriage feast. Oh, what a groom. He will spend a millennia binding her, drawing her with cords of love, and bring her into the new Jerusalem as a prepared, ready wife. Revelation 21, verse 2 through 4. It is very possible to be his bride, his virgin, and not be ready when he comes. Cry with me, Lord, forgive me. Make me ready and watchful. A wise virgin means you're living according to the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Can the virgin forget her ornaments or the bride her attire? But my people have forgotten me for days without number. Amen.